So Linda's going to start recording.
You're on.
Okay, this is the regularly, well, sort of irregularly, we have an agenda, scheduled meeting.
Well, we have an agenda.
We sent your packets. Huh?
We sent your packets.
Yeah, but there's only names and stuff and public facilities.
Oh, I thought this was put in there, but I guess it wasn't.
Okay, so this is Monday.
No, we didn't copy them over again, these are leftovers.
At the beginning of the meeting are Alderman Dick Crossley, Mark Laredo, Carl Romero, our staff, Linda Lukin, and Candace, you're going to present, and Paul should read it into the record. First item is 287-11 Friends to President Lennon, and in order of the mayor appointing the following members to a joint advisory planning group to make recommendations on future use of the land and building currently housing the health department at 1295 Center Street, 786. So we have the alderman from the ward met with myself and everyone who's part of these recommended nominations by the mayor. And their names are listed on your agenda as well as in the packet that we sent you with all of their resumes and so forth. And what we tried to do, the board appointments have a real mix of people who have technical expertise in planning, architecture, finance, and community villages. Many of them are neighbors. We have an attorney in that group. And then mayoral appointees include somebody who's on the historic commission, sustainability. We have a writer, somebody in real estate, a business owner, somebody from urban design, and a butter. As well, and one of the abutters actually is a business owner, though he has indicated since we put his name forward that he's going to be away a lot of the summer. So the only issue here is whether or not you want to, and this is actually a mayoral appointment, and I can check with the mayor if he wants to try to bring somebody else in to supplement. But there's 14 people altogether that have been nominated, and it's a good number because even if people are on vacation, we should have a substantial number of all these projects.
Now, when you read the background of these individuals, you know, sometimes I feel stupid.
They have
really tremendous background that they have.
They do.
The person who's the abutter is for which?
Well, we've got the mayor, McCosey, Nino McCosey. He owns the Delaria Salon, and he also owns property across the street from the parking lot in the city of Lubbock at Cypress Street, the Thea Salon.
So is he the only abutting property owner?
He is, and the reason for that is that all the other abutting property owners had been inputting in the Cypress Street parking lot project, so they would potentially be conflicted out because they have an interest in developing the Cypress Street parking lot potentially. So none of them have been included in this group, although I'm sure they will be interested and probably will attend.
Okay. So, a butter is literal.
Yeah, so do you explain to us why you feel it's a conflict? Well, I think for starters that we're just getting ready to launch a parking study for the Cypress Street lot to see what their impacts will be, and they have all offered to contribute financially to that assessment. So they have literally an interest potentially in the development of that parking lot.
They're putting money
and that
butts
up to health department.
Yeah. No, better safe than sorry.
That's how we talk, even though they all are very knowledgeable and would be really good to have at the table.
Do you feel like you have a diverse group here?
I think we do. I'll talk to the mayor about seeing if we can bring somebody in to replace Nino if he really isn't going to be present, because we do really need the business representation. But we'll probably have to drop him a little farther away, like a block.
Block away, someone would still have very clear knowledge of the area.
Yeah. I think it's worth trying to find.
Yeah, someone says they're going to be gone most of the summer. That is probably.
So would the idea be to have an alternate or to substitute?
I think we'd substitute. He's pretty much told me that he's bowing out if we find somebody to replace him. So it's not going to be a problem for him to step down.
So Linda, if Candace finds an alternate, would we have to approve it?
Yeah, you could just, it's really pro forma.
We
do it a letter and you could do it right 5 to 2 minutes. If this gentleman.
Can we do it by email?
No, not allowed to do that yet.
Okay.
Probably won't.
So we go through the same process of real property use to the board and then...
Right, it needs to be docketed.
Yeah, okay. But if you can do it before the, you know, quickly.
Yeah,
I mean, he may be able to attend a meeting and then perhaps, I mean, who knows? I mean,
yeah. Well, when's our next board meeting? It's beginning of the second week.
July 9th.
Yeah.
So maybe we could always meet Susan for 5 minutes before.
Right, it would have to be 5 minutes.
That should give you enough time.
And that person could go to the meetings and just be approved formally.
Right.
That's true.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
We also have that same situation at Crescent Street, if you don't mind passing on to that, because this group is 12 people, because we were having a hard time finding 14. And since this was put forward to two other people, so I can bring two more people on the second street.
If you can find them, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
hello.
Can you press them into the record and if you want them?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, well, I am. We've been joined by all the Gentile and three of you are looking for each two. President Lennon is one of the mayor, President Crescent, and this is the joint advisory planning group to make recommendations on the future use of the land and building of 70 Crescent Street, which formerly was the Parks and Rec Department of the Dale Ward Chief. So, just to recap, the only problem was one member of the Indigenous Energy that said he can't be there very much over the summer.
Somebody business owner.
So you need a motion for both of these? Do you want to tell us anything about Crescent Street?
I can do that too. We've also tried with Ward Alderman to come up with a nice mix of potential members, and we have from the neighborhood the mayoral appointments include a landscape architect, a planner, a developer, two architects, one of whom serves on the Historic Commission, and Eunice Kim, who's on Planning and Development Board. And then of the board appointees, we have primarily neighbors and abutters. We have representative of the Myrtle Baptist Church, Rick Sewell, who is a developer, and David Snakis, who's very active in that area. So we have a good, you know, again, a balance of individuals, I think, will work well together. And I was just mentioning, Lenny, that I had heard from George Schnee after we already put these appointments forward, and then I did get interest from somebody who has background in historic preservation that's also stepped forward after the deadline. So if we want to appoint a couple of other people, we can.
So you could do the same thing on the ninth.
Yeah, if we could do all of them at once.
So would those be mayoral or board? Or?
They would be one each.
That Bobby Serra would be a good person, but I am short of knocking on his front door, which I haven't done. I haven't been able to. I usually run into him.
Yeah, there were a number of people on this one in particular that declined, or we couldn't reach. And so we did have, you know, we were able to get 14, but now we had two people after the deadline come forward. So if you want to drive a group of 14 people, we can do that. And they're good people. I think that they would be a nice compliment.
So we can vote on these tonight. Mm-hmm. If you add more, we can do
it. Yep.
And they won't miss much. You know, actually, I can even invite them to the kickoff on Thursday.
For the orientation?
The orientation.
Yeah.
In preparation for
right. That would be a good idea.
Is this Jim Miller, the former planning director?
He is.
And he's able to make the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he's fabulous. Mm-hmm. I just know he and Tony travel quite well.
Yeah, no, he was really interested in doing
great. So, we ready for a motion? I'll move. We approve.
Move on.
Okay. Both of them?
Both of them.
All
right.
All them. Are you referring? Alderman Crossley?
Fine.
Okay, are you referring?
There's a background to have. Some of the broad criminal, you know, and a lot of expertise.
Yep.
And if I had any concern,
Jim?
It would be the size of the committee. And there will be some absentees, but you still have a working committee.
Yes, we should.
Which is important.
You know, and actually we found that was true when we did work on the mixed-use element. We had that group working all through the summer and thought we might have problems with attendance.
Right.
But people take off a couple weeks from this one meeting, and we really didn't have many problems with that.
Right.
So, I would expect this to be
important. So let's vote them separately. So 287-11 Prince 2, which is the Newton Center one. All those in favor? So that's 5, and then not opposed. And on the 384-11 Prince 2, the Crescent Street, all those in favor? That's 5.
Very good.
I think we're done.
Good. Thank you. For suspension of rules, for no written report. You're on your way, Candace.
All right.
down as a yes. No, we can't.
Whatever it was.
Hi, Mick.
So is this the JNPG?
Thank you for coming in.
Going home, Calvin?
No, I'm going to be home.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, thanks.
Have a lovely evening.
You too.
I hope
good night,
breathe.
Okay.
All right, you going home now? You going to take off?
I've got some problems with male problems with the urinary room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a session with him as well just today. And he gave me some advice and some medication to take. But he said, I've got a meeting tonight. He said, stay away from me.
All right, go home.
Run back and forth.
To the bathroom, yeah. You better go home then. You better stop before you leave. All right, you take care.
We'll make it tomorrow night.
Oh, it's stuffy in here, huh? Stuffy. It's going to get very hot this week. I'm going to leave the store open. Who? No, he's here. Yeah. Yeah, he's in there. All right, back to you.
Let him know.
Okay, I shall. All right, good night. No.